JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Today we turn the spotlight on Falmouth and the projects being planned to spruce up the town. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at castor oil. Stay with us. When Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica, he described it as the fairest land. With improvements over the years, resort areas have been developed to offer visitors a unique and exciting experience. Very soon, tourists will have another option from which to choose, as the Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil, is currently in the process of having Trelawny's capital, Falmouth, declared a resort area. Falmouth will be joining the likes of Kingston, Montego Bay, Otoreas, and Negril. In light of this, there are a number of projects planned to spruce up the town. Attorney General and Member of Parliament for North Trelawny, Patrick Atkinson, tells us one of the projects.
There is a streetscape enhancement project which will involve shaded and covered walkways and sidewalks, significant improvement in traffic management, the erection of proper signs to assist tourists, overhead lighting, hanging plants, major facade improvements, and attractive and colorful shops and kiosks.
Mr. Atkinson says as part of the activities, the Falmouth Market and Transportation Center will be relocated further south of the town. Additionally, the old Hampden Wharf will be developed to provide an artisan craft village and a small park. Mr. Atkinson outlined these plans in his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last week.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings, and she
Under Vision 2030 Jamaica, the government is working to make it easier to start and operate businesses on the island. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan that's geared towards making our island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business within the next 16 years. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the Port of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker. I am 77 years old. My mommy, she used the castor oil. Castor oil she used and comb it. She just wash it and comb the castor oil.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, well, good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.